And as promised, Asbury Radio is going to bring you the direct remarks of Felicia Simmons, who is an Asbury resident, who is running against Jesse Kendall. Jesse Kendall is an incumbent councilman, and he's with the Asbury Together party. And Felicia is with the From the People for All People party. Is that correct to call that a party, Felicia? It's a party name, right?
Yes, the Party of One.
Party of One, that's right. You have to be very loud. All right. So just to let the people know, you are a resident. You went to high school here, and you live in town still. You're born here, and your first home was Second Avenue, down the east side of Asbury, and then your family moved to Neptune for a while, but you were back in time for high school at Asbury Park High. So, and your mom works in the area, in Eatontown now, but she was at Jersey Shore Medical Center, and it's Maddie Simmons, right?
Yes.
Maddie Simmons. So in case any of the neighbors want to know who you are and who your family is, so that we're just filling in our listeners. And you have, you're 39, which is always questionable, Felicia, because... Some people,
when they
get to 39, they tend to stick there a while. But you look like about 22, so you can get away with this for a long time. not saying. And you have a son, 16-year-old. What's his name? We'll give him a plug.
His name is Zachariah Deion Simmons Bryant.
Zachariah what?
Deion Simmons Bryant. It's a
mouthful. Oh, he's got a lot of names. Okay. Well, and he's actually enrolled in two places. So the Early College Academy, part of Brookdale, right?
Yes.
And he's also a senior at Asbury Park High School.
No, he's a sophomore.
Oh, he's a sophomore. But he's going to graduate in June?
No. He'll graduate in June when he graduates in senior year.
Okay.
Dream Academy. And it's they break up the 2-year degree and within 4 years. And he goes to Brookdale. Right now he does two courses, and he's been doing it since the summer before he started high school.
That's amazing what they do these days.
Exactly.
Amazing.
He's really bright. He passed his early ACCUPLACER, so he doesn't even need any basic skills classes. He's already on a college track.
Oh, that's fabulous. And he's looking at colleges in Miami.
Yes.
Great.
Already.
In that Miami area. Wow. He sounds like a real go-getter.
He is. But he's also a 16-year-old who is a 16-year-old.
Yeah. Good luck with that. You're so lucky that it's a male. But I won't say anything else about that, being the mother of two girls. So you have lived in various parts of the city, so you have a really good idea of the mix of people, the diversity in the city. And now you live on Sewell, on the west side.
Yes.
And... moving right along. You're also in school.
Yes, I am.
Tell me.
I'm in school now for political science in the community at Brookdale Community College and Rutgers University.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's my alma mater. I had to get that plug in there. And you are devoting this time to your campaign like any good political science student. you describe yourself as an artist, an activist, and an activist of 12 years. So there's a story there. Yeah?
Yes, the story, when I first got engaged to local activism, well, I was an activist first. Years ago, I belonged to a Project Hope mission that turns into Hope Academy. It was a dream child of Alexis Harris. And I actually remember when she had the dream about Hope Academy when I was about 18. I remember when she first, it was first placed on her heart. and the dream was to raise and help cultivate young leaders. But so when I was early on into that missionary work, but then life hit and family hit, and I was raising a child, mm-hmm. and my child was in first grade, and some of the teachers and security guards asked me to come to this board of education meeting because there was a lot of controversy going on. I went to this meeting and I seen teachers who've been riffed crying about losing their jobs that they loved. I seen parents crying about the schools that their children go to. But then I seen the dais, the people who sat in the positions to listen in the Board of Education Administration and paid them no mind. They were talking on their phone, talking about their best lives, and people were crying and pouring their hearts out, and there was a lack of transparency and a lack of respect, and it pushed me to speak. And then I got engaged in a local organization called the Parent Listening Project under Allison Estes, Juanita Jones, and Crystal Gain, I believe her last name is now.
Crystal. Mm-hmm. Crystal Gaines?
Yes, I believe. I think it's changed now. I think she's married, so I forgot. She got married, so I forgot her new last name.
Well, so that's how you got on this track. It's interesting.
Yes,
too.
12 years ago.
That's wow. And so you were saying yesterday at the Homeowners Association meeting that you have a plan, an idea, and a focus for when you, if you should be elected, for when you take office. Can you summarize all three of those?
The plan is to assess. The first part of the plan is to assess what we have, what we don't have, and what we need.
Mm-hmm.
That always has to be the start of anything, is to assess what we have. And then second is to go after the things that in my 12 years of activating here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Making notes all the time.
Yes.
You know, to form
the community
says
they need.
Focus.
Exactly.
Yeah. So what are the major things that you've seen? You know, if you had to pick out three, what are some of the major needs you see?
Affordability.
Housing affordability and
yes, and housing affordability and quality of life. That kind of rolls under one with tax reform and safety, mm-hmm. right? Public safety,
mm-hmm.
and that's another.
Mm.
And economic growth. Those are the three basics of everything I hear here in town. People want to be safe.
Okay.
People want to have a safe,
yes.
stable place to live.
Sure.
And people want to be able to provide for their families.
So that's going to form the focus of your tenure there. Okay.
Yes.
So we have ballot questions that are creating a lot of angst or agita in the community this year. So how about the ward system? It seems that a lot of people from the southwest side of the city think it's a good idea, and not so much in the rest of the city from what I could pick up at the meeting on yesterday. So could you explain why you would want the ward system and maybe describe it? Succinctly.
No problem.
Mm-hmm.
Part of why I want the ward system is the three things that we just spoke about. The West Side has been crying for stability and affordability in their housing situations, right? Then they've been crying out for safety, a secure, safe place to raise their children. And they've been crying out for economic growth so they can afford to provide for their families. Not a handout, but a hand up.
All right. And how would the ward system make that more possible than the existing one?
It will address them because right now in the council, it hasn't, a true respect has not truly been given to the West Side and addressed over the last 40 years. There is some housing growth, say a couple apartments or a couple buildings going up. There was actually close to 200 that were taken down, and 100 and something are being put back up
and
mixed income. So, but that's just a small portion of the need that the actual city is crying for. There's been thousands of apartments that went offline, affordable places and safe places to live in the last few years. When I say thousands, I really, the last count was about 4,000 apartments that went offline.
4,000? Is that what you said?
Yes, 4,000.
Holy cow. And this these were where in the city?
They were throughout the city. There were apartment buildings on the east side that were affordable and multifamily houses that are now single-family houses. They've been demolished and taken down or replaced with expensive condos. There have been houses and other buildings taken down on the west side and throughout the city. The last calculation was 4,000 and replaced in the city's affordable plan. They're saying they plan it to only replace about 1,200 of these apartments.
Mm-hmm.
Even though in the last many years, again, like I said, 4,000 have been taken down. So this is a real crisis. It's not a uncomfortability. It's a crisis. There's a huge influx of homelessness. There's a huge influx of instability of homes and school. It all rolls into one big messy package.
Well, we do hear this coming from the white neighborhoods as well, that people can't find affordable rents.
Because it all rolls into one. When you have high property tax and you have a desirable city with no kind of regulation or no kind of safety, safety brackets for, you know, that's not the right word, but put in for the people here, you get what we have now. It's spinning out of control with no clear plan to stop it or to address it.
No plan to, clear plan to address, which was that, the safety issues?
The safety issues or the lack of affordability.
So now, getting back to the ward system, this would separate the city into three zones or three areas?
It would separate the city into three evenly dispersed or as close to evenly dispersed by population areas, quadrants in town. So most likely it'll be done by population. So every need and every voice has to be addressed because you have to live in your ward and be elected by the people who also live in your ward to represent that ward.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a direct person to go to when there's something awry or askew.
Yeah.
And you have an understanding because you live that exact issue. The city is so diverse, even though it's only 1 square mile by 1.4 square miles. There's great need, different needs throughout the city. On one side, the biggest issue is parking. The biggest issue. On the other side, it is the most violent city in Monmouth County. Those are two drastic different needs. So while we're addressing the needs of parking, we're forgetting to go after the needs of the violence and the different kind of chaos that's happening in the city.
When you say it that way, it makes a dramatic picture of the that's the word I want now of the contrast. You know, one section worrying about the parking, the other one worrying about getting shot. I think somebody put it that way. Was that you?
Yes, I've said that before.
Yeah, and we should say before we leave the ward topic that Monmouth County, the Board of Freeholders, is actually charged with deciding how to draw those wards.
Yes,
geographically, right.
Yes, I would like to petition to actually be in the room or someone from the actual city to be in the room to make sure that the drafting will be done in such a way that it will truly reflect and address everybody's needs of the city.
Well, that would be something that I guess could be put before the freeholder board to ask that they hold a public meeting to allow the citizens of Asbury Park to attend and give input, right?
Yes.
Okay. So people have kind of linked the ward system with partisan government, which most of us who have moved here in the past 20 years have never seen a partisan government in Asbury Park. So how do you see those two ballot questions as very separate, or one has to have the other in order to work?
No, actually the ballot question for partisan can be done at any time. And it could be, it's at complete whim of the city, and it is a completely separate question. Mm-hmm. And even though people, it really won't have any direct reflection on how the city is run. But what it will do is have a direct representation, well, for the person running, on how they want to present themselves.
Okay. Okay, so they will have the branding of a national political party.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or
okay.
They can be completely independent.
Okay. You used a phrase yesterday that I thought was interesting, and you know, because people look at the council and they see diversity all over the place. You know, blacks and whites and straights and gays, and you know, kind of a good assortment. Cross-section of the city. But as you said earlier, you know, the diversity includes, you know, economic diversity as well as the color and, you know, the way people live, right?
And age and everything. That's a great...
And ages, yeah.
Yes. And it's a great to have all those diversities. You need all those different diversities in the pot. But you have to have all the ingredients in the pot to have a true representation of the city.
Yeah.
You know, I referred to it before as, you know, when you have a big, you know, one ticket that runs together that is like-minded, you know, they win as a whole, and so they can push their own agenda.
Mm-hmm.
It's the winner takes, you know, the
takes
winner
all,
writes the story.
Right.
The winner takes all,
right.
And the winner writes the story.
The conqueror writes the history. Yep.
History.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Like the way you put that.
And when that happens, the little person, right, who's just as valuable, or the person who just didn't happen to win, is just as valuable to making a good society, right, never gets heard. And mm-hmm. for the 40 or 50 years, that's been the west side of Asbury Park.
Mm. And how do you reply to critics that this the ward system will encourage political machines?
Machine politics. We already have machine politics here. We have the big machine right here in Asbury Park, but because it is a political gray area, right, they don't have to expose themselves. We don't understand who are the real players. We don't understand what they have to gain. So we're, as a community, as the layperson, we're left in a limbo. We're left in the gray, and we're left in the unknown.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lack of transparency, right? All these things can come into play. I can't tell who to come in to help here, help who, or who not to help. But what I would like to know is who exactly helping, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how are they helping? And what kind of guidelines and rules are they using? You know, exactly.
So you feel that, are you saying that the council is being pulled this way and that way, but we don't see, you know, the other end of that string?
You know, you can never really say, but I'm saying here is there's a lot of things at play in this city of Asbury Park. We're a billion-dollar corporation. It seems like the layperson is the last to be considered. The last to be considered. And as a person who always want to be a lay person, a person who always want to speak for the people because that's who I'm supposed to represent, I believe to be transparent in all of my actions and all the things that I'm doing, so we can all be well informed and we can all work for a better community of Asbury Park. We're already great, but we can make it better and we can make it more equitable for everybody in it.
Okay, that sounds like a kind of a good place to wrap up. How can people get more information about your plans and what you would want for your term, or even just to chat with you?
My Facebook page is open. You can leave me a message, comment. I love to comment or contact with people. I have a small civil class that I put on at Ocean's Family Success Center called How to Tend Your Garden, The Importance of You and Your Community. This month I kind of took a sabbatical because of the election and all the work I put in, but it'll be kicking off with all the parent support groups come December and January 1st.
And was that Ocean Township, you said, or Ocean County?
No. Ocean Family Success Center is right here in Asbury Park, 1201 Asbury Avenue. 1201 Springwood Avenue.
Okay, we were there one day.
Yes, that's where we had the A-Team meeting.
Right, that was an excellent, excellent organization.
Yes, it is.
For
it's,
helping
it's open
people.
To the community.
Yeah. That was a great. And that's what, it's, who runs that? Is that a county? Supported.
That is a organization. It's called Ocean Family Success Center. It's actually out of Huntington County. There's also a sister one in Long Branch, our neighboring town. And their goal is healthy parents and community. So they're open to anything or any organization that wants to come and put anything on that will help the community.
Well, that's great. See, we're getting a lot of information from you, even without your winning the election. So I have a feeling that you're going to stay involved regardless of the outcome tomorrow. But everybody should go out there and vote, definitely.
Thank you. Vote. Like they said yesterday and every other day, I don't care who you vote for. I would like you to vote for me, but I don't care. But vote. Let your voices be heard.
Amen.
But again, I would like you to vote for me.
All right. Well, let's hope everybody gets out there and send us emails to Maureen at MaureenNevin.com for Asbury Radio, and if you have questions about getting to the polls. All right. Thank you so much, Felicia, for this time. I know you've got
a dozen
things on your agenda. Thanks so much. Good luck.
All right. Good luck.
Righto. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Asbury Radio in Asbury Park. There ain't no use fussing.